Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you for making this call a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the fifth day of Cheshvan here in the United States, and now already Yom Shlishi, the sixth day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel and around the world, specifically in Israel, that the 13 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without any delay, without any hesitation. Throughout the Shloshim period, the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizik Call is dedicated to Ili Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Hauer Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and to share words of Chizik, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Hauer's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our tefillos be a zchus, a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort to all who mourn his loss. I'd also like to acknowledge, and I want to thank one of our dear participants who just emailed me a few moments ago, that today, October 27th, is the English anniversary of the Tree of Life massacre in Pittsburgh 7 years ago. Think about that tragic day. May the neshamos of all those who were lost be raised, the family and all those who knew them be comforted and strengthened, and that we know of no such things again here or anywhere around the world. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU, to share words of Divrei Chizik, as well as some thoughts and reflections on Rabbi Hauer Zatzal. Following Rabbi Weinreb's remarks, we will recite Tehillim together, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, and Rabbi Weinreb will lead us in the Mishderach for our dear and brave Chayalim, and finally we'll conclude with the Mishderach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Weinreb will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. We've been most fortunate over the past week or so to have had on a number of Rabbanan, rabbis who knew Rabbi Hauer well. Today, once again, is no exception. Rabbi Weinreb had known Rabbi Hauer, I believe, for over 40 years, if I'm not mistaken. And he had not yet had the opportunity to listen to watch Rabbi Weinreb shir the other week, in which he shared his reflections and memories of Rabbi Hauer. I highly encourage you to listen to it. With that, I don't want to take any more of this time. It's a tremendous kibbud to have Rabbi Weinreb back on the call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for your introduction. I want to note that today, Monday, it's exactly 2 weeks since Hoshana Rabbah, which fell on a Monday this year. And it was on Hoshana Rabbah that all of the Jewish people celebrated the freedom of the last of the living hostages to be freed. Sadly, that left behind at that point more than 20 bodies of dead hostages who had not yet been returned. I think at this point we're in the process of getting back possibly most of them, and but we still pray that each of these people who died al Kiddush Hashem, who were murdered al Kiddush Hashem, will be able to return and at least be buried not only in Kever Yisroel, in a Jewish cemetery, but in a Jewish cemetery in Eretz Yisroel. And may their families find some comfort and some closure, at least in the ability to bury and to have a grave site to which they can return periodically to remember their lost ones and their loved ones. Sadly, too, is the fact that the very next day, Shmini Atzeret in Chutz Loretz, Shmini Atzeret and Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, where I was at that time, we suffered the sudden, shocking tragedy of the loss of Rabbi Moshe Yisroel ben Binyamin Hauer. Rabbi Herman mentioned that my relationship with Rabbi Hauer goes back at least 40 years. Actually, Rabbi Hauer's mother, may she be well, obviously an aging woman who is in deep grief as we speak, is our neighbor in Yerushalayim. We live next door to her, and my wife, Chavi, has visited her regularly on all occasions, and maybe four or five times during the few days before we returned to the States, where we happen to be right now for a simcha in our family. But Rabbi Hauer corrected me and said that Rabbi Hauer was 17 years old when I first had him, and my wife and I first had him as a Shabbos guest, and had him, I don't know how many times, many times after that. So that makes it now well more than 40 years that I know him. When I first knew him, he was part of a group of maybe half a dozen other young men who were Talmidim in the Yeshiva in Eretz Yisroel. But I remember being especially struck by his individuality, by his strength, by his sensitivity, by his courtesy, and by his openness to studying and learning more Torah. But our relationship didn't end when he was the Yeshiva Bocha, and my wife and I had an open house for Yeshiva Bocha and spend Shabbos, off Shabbos, so to speak, away from the Yeshiva and in our home. But rather, our relationship continued and continued and continued over these 40 plus years. When he received smicha, I was present when he became a rabbi in Baltimore in a very important shul, which he grew. We stayed in touch on various matters for those many years. And then when he became one of my successors as the executive vice president of the Orthodox Union, which he served for 5 years, we were in almost daily contact, and I saw consistent growth from a yeshiva bacher to a local rabbi to a rabbi of great reputation and of great accomplishment and of great outreach, to the point where he became really a leader of his generation. When I mourn and grieve, which my soul has kind of been affected the past few weeks in a very profound way, I find it difficult to concentrate. My thoughts keep thinking about what should have been and could have been many, many more years of serving the Jewish people and beyond the Jewish people, because his reach extended to causes that are important to other religions, such as federal funding or state funding or local funding of aspects of private schools, of yeshivos, and of parochial schools of other religions, which he was involved with contact with many, many political leaders and many, many many of the clergy of other faiths, as well as a broad reach throughout the Jewish world, throughout the Jewish world. So it is much to be happy about, and hopefully a ceasefire, and maybe eventually some type of lasting peace in Eretz Israel and its surroundings, hopefully with more and more smachot, more and more joyous occasions, and Malam on Yisrael, more and more leaders, Torah leaders, to guide us into the future of these particularly complicated times that we live in. I'm fond of quoting a passage in the Mesilas Yesharim, very important work, which every yeshiva bachur who learns Musar is exposed to it. The author of the Mesilas Yesharim, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, in chapter 19 of his work, says the following. He says that a true leader, I'm paraphrasing his words, is a true leader in Israel, is one who leads the generation, who prays for the tovat doro, for the well-being of his generation. So when we speak of the loss of Rabbi Howard, it's not only the loss of one individual, of one individual rabbi, of one individual leader, one individual executive vice president of the Orthodox Union, but rather a leader of his generation. And the actual words of the author of Mesilas Yesharim is the following. He writes that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohev, God doesn't love anyone as much as the Misha Ohev as Yisrael, one who loves the Jewish people, and one who cares about the Jewish people, and one who is Moser Atzmo Altsono, who devotes himself to God's flock. V'dorshim, mishtadlim, al shalomam, v'tovasam, b'chol hadrochim, and who tries with great effort to ensure the peace and the well-being in every single way. V'om dim tomid b'peretz l'hispalel aleihem, and who stands in the breach to pray for every Jew, v'vateil hagzeros hakoshos, to nullify all evil decrees, and to open for all Jews the gates of God's blessing. I am fond, in my own study of Mesilas Yesharim over the years, to use an edition of Mesilas Yesharim, of that work by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who lived in the early 18th century, in the early 1700s, a commentary called Iyunim, thoughts, brief thoughts, by a man named Rabbi Yecheskel Sarna, who was Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Chevron. He actually was with the Yeshiva Chevron during the horrible massacre in the late 1920s. But he lived long afterwards, well into the 20th century. And he writes an interesting thing. He adds to the passage which I just quoted about the importance of being a leader of the entire generation, he writes, this doesn't only stop with Mesiras HaGuf, with putting in time and energy and resources. Of course, Rabbi Howard did that. Elagam HaNefesh. He also gave over some of his soul. And in that way, he was emulating Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses himself. Because Moses, when he was faced with a crisis, when God was showing his wrath, or ready to show his extreme wrath against the Jews for their sin, he said, God, you can't do that. Mecheini no mi sifrecha. Wipe me out of your book. In other words, I'm ready to give up my life, my nefesh, on behalf of the Jewish people. And Mordechai, the hero of the Purim story, he too, writes Rasarna, was ready to take on the mantle of leadership, even though Pirshu Mimenu Miksa Sanhedrin, there were many other rabbis of his time, of Mordechai Atzadik's time, who separated themselves, who disagreed with, he should stay in the yeshiva and teach Torah in a shul in Baltimore and then lead your smaller, relatively smaller flock. Why go into this national, generational position where your time wouldn't be your own, and you would in some way give your life for the greater, after all, Mordechai, it says, Ratzui l'rovecho. Most of the people agreed with him. Most of his brethren, most of his peers and colleagues agreed with him, but lo kulam, but not all. That's the kind of leader that the Mesil HaShisharim is speaking of, writes Rabbi Sarna. Lo rak mesirat zaguf. Not only did he work materially, put in long hours and days and travel and energy and toil into his job. Elagam ha-nefesh, he put his soul, his neshama into this job. As the neshama was taken from him and taken to a higher and better place at the cost of us all. We all the Dor, all this generation will suffer the loss of Rabbi Moshe Yisroel, Ben Binyamin Umiriam. His parents, his father passed away some years ago, and his mother, as I said, is grieving and mourning us in an unimaginable way at this very moment in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. So just some thoughts about our times, about our people, about our leadership, and about one particular leader whom I knew as a boy, and who grew up to be much more than a man, but a leader of his generation. Let's turn now to Tehillim. We're reciting now three Tatbitzlach Tehillim, Parakim Chaf 20, and Parakim Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lamed 121 and 130. I want to again urge you to have in Zinnim, as I say in Yiddish, to have in mind the as yet unreturned dead hostages. Because we need to pray for their return, to their own benefit in the spiritual sense, for their bodies to be buried in the Holy Land, and also for their widows and their parents and their siblings, and in many cases their children, to have a place where they know that their loved one has come to a final resting place. Have them in mind as well as we pray. We'll begin with Kapitel Chof. That's Perek 20 in Tehillim. I'll recite it aloud and slowly, and you can follow me. Lamnatzeach mizmor l'David. And the word lamnatzeach means to the triumphant one, which is generally understood to mean to the leader of the choir, to the leader of the orchestra, because David HaMelech, who composed these psalms, composed them to music. They weren't just poems, they were songs. Mizmor l'David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzoro. May God respond to you in a time of woe. Yisagevcha shem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. May he send your support, your help from a holy place. Holy place, of course, is the Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh in Mokom HaMikdosh. U'mitzion Yisodecha. Yizkor kol minchusecha. May God remember all of your gifts. Yolosha yidash nesela. Remember your sacrifices. Yiten lecha chilvovecha. May he give you your heart's desire. V'chol atzoscha yimalei. May he fulfill all of your wishes. May we rejoice in your salvation. May we be proud of the name of our God. May God grant all of your requests. Now I know that God will save his anointed one. Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yeshamim yimino. And whereas our enemies, elev orechev, they come against me with chariots, the elev asusim, and some come against us with horses, and nowadays with more advanced weapons than chariots and horses. Nasnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. But we have the same weapon that we had in the time of David HaMelech. We have Hashem Elokeinu, the Lord our God, and we remember him. Heimah koru v'nafalu. They have fallen, they have knelt, and they have fallen. Anachnu kamnu, and we have stood up, we have survived. Kamnu, we are standing upright, standing proudly. V'nis odod, and we will yet stand again. We will stand encouraged, strengthened by our prayers and by our Yeshuos. Adonai Hoshio, HaMelech Ya'aleinu V'yom Koreinu. God will respond to us on the day that is today, the day that we call upon him. That is Perek Chof. We'll move now to Perek Kuf Chof Aleph. That's capital, chapter number 121. Shir LaMa'alos. Now, we are in the midst of a list of 15 songs upon the steps, because there were steps, 15 steps leading up from a lower platform to a higher platform in the Holy Temple in the Beis HaMikdash. And at each level, the Levian, the Levites, would sing a different song, a different poem. And this is one of them. Shir LaMa'alos. Esoi nai el hehorim. Me'ayin yavo ezri. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. And Chazal say hehorim, mountains, can also be read as hehorim. We will lift up our minds to our ancestors. We will lift up our minds to our grandparents, to our great-grandparents, going back all the generations to Avraham and Sarah. Me'ayin yavo ezri. From where will I receive my help, my assistance, my support? Ezri meyim Adonai Yosei Shemayim Ba'aretz. Comes from God. Al yitein la modrat lecha. Don't allow yourselves to be weakened in your feet, to feel that you're about to fall. Al yanum shomrecha. Your guardian will not slumber. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. He will not slumber. Adonai shomrecha. God will guard you, preserve you, and night steal for he will be your shadow, your protector, on Yad Yeminecha, by your right hand. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, the heat of the sun will not disturb you, v'yoreach baloila, and neither will the moisture or the cold of the moon have any negative effect upon you. Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ra. God will protect you from every single type of evil imaginable, whether it's illness or difficulties of all sorts, battle, parnosa. Hashem yishmor cho mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tseischa uvorecha. God will preserve and guard you when you go out, when you return, when you go out in battle, when you go out in the world, when you go out among others, when you go out into the public, and uvoecha, when you return home again. The good apt pasuk, when we think of the corpses of the, I think it's about 10 bodies that still need to be returned. God will guard not only Tzeisa, the fact that they went out to battle, but in some cases were killed on October 7th, 2 years ago, and their bodies were taken into captivity. Tzeisa, you went out, uvoecha, you will return. Me'ato v'yad olam. And then we turn next to Kapitel Kuf Lamed, which is...
Brother Weiner, I don't want to interrupt, but our tefillos are making a difference. Just while we've been on the call over the last few minutes, an update came through that Hamas is going to release another body tonight. So our tefillos are already making a difference.
Okay. Thank you for interrupting. Again, we don't appreciate interruptions, but this time you made me smile. And made a lot of other people smile, I'm sure. And let's continue with our prayers. Maybe you'll return others, especially some, the golden boy, G-O-L-D-I-N, whose body or parts of his body still have not yet been discovered or disinterred. We pray for all of them. Shir HaMalos, another one of the songs sang on the steps. an exceptionally moving one. It's often chosen as the Kapitel Tehillim to recite to all kinds of moments of urgency. Mima'amakim, from the depths of our difficulties, from the depths of our souls. Rosicho Adonai, I call upon you, God. Adonai Shema v'koli, listen to my voice. May your ears hear the sound of my pleading. God, if you're going to hold me to account for all my sins, you know, nobody would be able to stand up to your criticism. Forgiveness, Ribbono Shel Olam can forgive us for just about any sin that we should have ever committed. He can forgive us, and that should bring us to Yirat Shamayim, that should bring us to respect him, to have awe, A-W-E, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the one who forgives us for all our shortcomings. Yivisi Adonoi kivso nafshi v'livoro v'cholti. Nafshi l'Adonoi mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. My soul is anticipating the Lord like a scout anticipates morning. He's on guard all night and it's dark and he's looking to see if the enemy is on the horizon, and then it's morning. We just had that with Rabbi Herman's good news. One more corpse is on its way back to Kever Yisroel. So we've been waiting for the morning and here it is. One morning is here. Shomrim Laboker, for at least one of our fellows to be returned to the bosom of his family, to the bosom of his people. Yachel Yisroel El Adonoi. We continue to hope to God. Ki im Adonoi HaChesed. He's the one who has the ultimate compassion. The Harbei Imo Fidus. And so many are redeemed, are freed from prisons of all sorts by him. Who Yifteh Yisroel. He will continue to redeem us. Mikol Avonosov, the consequences of all of our shortcomings, all of our sins. Okay. We return now to the Mishaberach for the Chayolim. For here, you'll have to excuse me while I access my copy of the Tefillah. It may take me a moment or two to access it. Okay. The link, I'll be there in a moment. Here I am, I found the page on my, Okay, am I still on?
You're still on.
It's on now, you can hear me? Okay, so we're going now first to the Mishaberach for the Chayalim. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avoseinu Yaakov. Okay, Rabbi Herman, am I on? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Rabbi Weinreb. We hear you.
Okay, good. Sorry for my interruption. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avroham Yitzchok Yaakov. V'yivorech Eschayolei Tzvo HaHaganah Yisrael. V'anshei Kolchos HaBitachon. V'omdim al Mishmar Atzeinu V'yorei Eloheinu. Migavul HaLevonon V'yad Midbar Mitzrayim. ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבו, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו ניגפים לשניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בחסר וישועה ובעטרת ניצחון. יקביעם בהם הכוסוף Next, besides the Mishaberech for Cholim, for those close to us who are ill and who need cure and healing, and what I will do is, at the proper moment, pause for a short moment for you to insert the names of the particular individuals that you're praying for. And of course, we include people even that we don't know, but we want to mention at least the names of the people who we do know and who are close to us and care about. But when I pause, you will recite that name to yourself. And of course, God will, oh, your number, oh, Yisham. God's not asleep. You'll hear. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok Yishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo Hu Yivorech Es Olim. Now we're pausing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Aleihem L'Hachlima Mul Raposu וחזקם ולהחיוסם. וישלח להם מהיר הרפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל עבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאור כל הישראל. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. אשתו פעדולו בזמן כפריב ונאמר אמן. Again, I hope that you were able to hear the complete Mishaberach, and every Bnei Shalom should listen to us. We will turn now to Beinu Kol Beis Yisrael. We pray for our brothers, our sisters, our brethren, that they all be spared, redeemed from whatever type of difficulty they're in, whether it was imprisoned in tunnels or buried in graves or whatever difficulties. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשונים בצורו ושביה העומדים בין ביום ובין ביפושו, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצורו ורחפו ומייפה לו ליורו, משיבר לגאולו חשבה בעגולו בזמן קוריב ונאמר אמן. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for your asking me to participate, and hopefully the technical difficulties resolved, and you've heard what I've had to say. May prayers be listened to by the return. Shalom.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Weinrad, and I'll reassure you, we did. We heard every word, and it's such a schut, such a wonderful bracha, an opportunity for us to have you on, and we certainly look forward in the Yirtzeh Hashem for the next opportunity to have you back on the Daily Tehillim call. I want to also thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Mishin Nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.